The lights went out in New York, then they went in Goshen. I got stuck in Goshen and that was sad. The townsfolk stared hard, like their minds had been marred by life in a district so downtrodden and drab. And when I asked if he knew of a hotel, he said, if I get you mean, then I'm definitely leaning towards recommending the Farmer's Hotel. Some other looked me in the face and whispered, please sir, not the Farmer's Hotel. Once where I was headed, she swore I would regret it. What might happen she wouldn't foretell. Wicked and pernicious, please stay clear of that rank abattoir. And though her words alarmed me, I was stuck until morning, and in the end we must be who we are. No light on the door, I wasn't quite sure if a night clerk was working within. And behind a red curtain limped a perilous person. He appeared to have some egg on his chin. Old Yankee warlock brushed back a gray forelock, and he motioned me to sign in the book. And with no bone in me, he proffered the key. Never once did he give me a look. For to sleep, there was no air of slumber. The doors, they had no numbers. Which room was intended for me? Going like the carpet was flowing towards that thing at the end of the hall. My own eyes had adjusted, my account can be trusted, 'cause I know that I saw what I saw. Thank you. negotiation to get away from the farmer's hotel. Things so unclean are better left unseen. Keep away from the farmer's hotel. Just like poetry in motion, and I checked into the farmer's hotel. So if you get an ocean to travel to Goshen, please stay away from the farmer's hotel.